Cage Cat.
Over. N4ZLK, I'm almost back at the building.
Hope you had a good night.
Ready for it to be done. I'll get back on here when I leave. So I'm about to pull in the parking lot.
Should be around for a little bit, so just come back when you can. Good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX, mobile.
To N4ZLK.
CEF, mobile.
And Andrew, how you doing? I hope you had a good trip to the beach.
It was definitely good. Relaxing and not doing a whole lot of nothing. So, how was your weekend?
It wasn't a good weekend for me. My little four-legged buddy passed away.
That.
I appreciate it, but she's just getting old. She was going to turn 15 here in a few months, so she lived a good life for a little four-legged friend.
All they got.
That's the good thing about them. That's undenying loyalty there.
Class last night, right?
Last night, and it was tough. It's not the math stuff, but it's all the zener, all the diodes and semiconductors and. And you're going through the properties of them, and you're going through it so fast, man, it's just hard to soak all that up.
That stuff, and it's, I've never really done much research in the bits and pieces of electronics. And it's a little over your head if you're not used to it.
Come before, it's just... trying to bring all of it back out of the muddy water.
And I can see trying to remember it after all these years. I have Spanish homework. I'm going to try to catch up on if I can today.
Taking that Spanish class, are you taking it at work or are you taking it at evening?
Work on Mondays and Wednesdays, so today I'll leave 2:30-ish. I'll be at class, you know, by 3 and then get settled in. So, you know, the good thing is I'm on the clock, so I can still get paid for the whole thing. And that way it adds my 40 hours. It works out pretty good. I don't mind it. Still, I'm sure we had homework Friday and then I was gone. So, or we had it from last week, so they probably had some from Monday. So, we'll see. I'll catch it up today or I won't. It's going to be one or the other.
Get it. You'll be on here speaking Spanish to us shortly.
Maybe. It's tough. God darn it, it's tough. I can't just trying to watch stuff or consume, you know, media and information and trying to get it all down. It's not easy for this old brain.
For that. But if it's something you want to learn, you'll learn it.
Here. I'll at least have some basic conversational skills.
Is maintaining it, and because that's something you just got to keep going with, or you're going to lose it.
Definitely that. What's funny is before I left, I got 2 more ESLs. That's English is their second language. Both of them speak Spanish. One's from like Venezuela, and the other one was, I can't remember where she came from, but. I didn't have any that couldn't speak good English, and now I've got 2 brand new ones. One of them doesn't hardly speak any English.
Use that as an opportunity to learn for both of you. And I find that a lot of times works better than just sitting there trying to read it and learn it.
I definitely agree. That was one of the reasons why I started it. And now that I've got another one that doesn't really speak much English, it kind of helps push me a little bit, because that's one of the reasons why I'm taking it, because, you know, you can't tell somebody they suck if you don't know how to say it. But also just being able to converse with them and coach them or whatever is need to be done, you know?
And as long as they're making an effort to learn English, I'm good with that. I think they ought to be learning it when they get here. Not that they have to know it when they come in, but they need to know it shortly thereafter and be making an effort at it.
XW Mobile.
Ken, Cable 4HGX.
How's everybody doing this morning? Better, but now I had to get up and go to work this morning. How about you?
Hey, Valentine's Day.
I never started anything for Valentine's.
You have Mexican tonight.
Well, Valentine's meal? Sometimes you splurge and get a large bowl of cheese dip.
I hear you.
Dozen roses.
Today's prices, right?
Idea why we were at the beach to go to Gold Corral, man. I take out a loan to go there and eat.
Isn't that like a buffet now?
$20 a person to go. And it's just a regular old buffet.
The steak, sir?
I was going to go have steak.
Gas, $3.09.
Be shut down. Having trouble getting back up going again from what I understand. That's what it was, but somewhere, it's here in the U.S.
Excuse me.
Anything, can you just gotta have an excuse and you can just raise the price?
At the beach, you'd find diesel. It'd be over 450 gallon at some place.
If you're on my way down every morning, it's still 475 a gallon.
My next truck will definitely not be a diesel.
Stops and makes you think about it, because the added cost of the diesel fuel and maintenance on one.
A little bit closer wasn't as bad, but I mean they don't even hardly get close to each other nowadays. 419 over here on 290.
369 yesterday when I filled up over here. And Bria.
I'm not price gouging to have that much difference.
But don't know how to explain it either anymore. You tried, but anymore I don't get it. Stock market yesterday.
Numbers, I read some articles on it when they were talking about it probably one of the worst days in however long.
Pretty substantial drop yesterday. I think somewhere right around 500-600 points.
Moving one way to lose money to the other one.
Just didn't have a lot to input there.
Hurts from last night.
People again, I don't know how many more of those I can put up with.
Can you study on your own?
I just can't get interested in it. Don't let me look at the band chart and see it ain't worth the cost.
Fortunately, you're going to have to know that band chart.
And just a little bit extra on 20, 40, and 80.
Yeah, I hadn't even looked, so I couldn't tell you.
You better just looking at the questions and the answers in the back of the book. I feel like that'd help me the best.
I'll try to learn it.
Learn it, I just gotta remember it.
Anything else, you're gonna learn it afterwards once you put it into practice.
None of that.
I need to know what semiconductor is and Zener diode and how they all operate.
Being like me trying to learn how a diesel works when I have no interest in it.
Point. Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot. I'm going to lose a repeater. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. And hope I'll catch you tomorrow morning. KO4C, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Good to hear you this morning. Hope you have a great day. KO4HK.
73, Andrew. Good to have you back. KN4 TFW.
It's a lot last night to try to keep straight. Coming at you that fast. I was struggling with it.
Yeah, that was on the general.
There was a review, but it's still is just trying to put that much information in that quick. It's tough.
It's one of those is, you know, at least a semester of learning in college and that. And it's like, you know, how much are you going to learn about radio just in, you know, 5 minutes?
Somebody for me that I can talk to about it, just like on here, even if just like you and I, recalling what we had in the class helps me a lot. So just one of my little tricks.
And just like you said, you know, a lot of them aren't on when I'm on, so you know, it doesn't do a lot of good. I mean, talking to you helps.
It helps you put the information straight anyway, not necessarily that you're learning it, but it helped me get it straight. And like, I watched the first part of the class again this morning online on the way down the mountain, and a couple more things started to click a little bit, just reviewing it, I guess.
Of electrical engineers and electronics engineers to put that test together.
You had to know that stuff, I guess, just building your radios and repairing them. That's not always the case nowadays. But I think it's good to know some of that stuff because you know how it works and you can understand it. For me, anyway, that's just the way I am. It just takes a little bit to get it in there and get it straight.
They still had radios that you could build, you know, and do stuff like that, I could probably understand it.
Sure, and can't you still buy a heat kit to where you can build them?
Yeah.
Through here in Brea this morning, and diesel has jumped 30 cents a gallon overnight.
The QT was like $2.79 for, you know, regular, and now it's $3.09.
It's not blowing as bad as it was yesterday.
The dog out in the field, man, it was terrible.
Like it was spots. Certain areas were bad and others weren't. Well, Leon's, he was supposed to work yesterday, and Monday night he texted and said they'd canceled it.
When? Worse and worse. I mean, no matter what you hear on TV.
It is on my end. This is probably the worst start to a year I've had since my first year in business.
Look at that. I said, you know, in the last year, my company was saying it wasn't going to pick up until 25.
Depending on what happens around the election. I'm thinking that's going to be interesting no matter who wins.
You got that right. Oh, the articles yesterday, I mean, where they were talking about, you know, getting him out because he was incompetent and everything, but then that leaves you with the VP, and that's more incompetent than the one you got.
A complete sentence either. I don't know what our problem is mentally.
Alluded to, if there was somebody in that second position that was, you know, pretty qualified, then it wouldn't be nothing to knock him out.
Put that investigator put out about where he had all the top secret stuff and there was pretty telling. They're not happy about that with his cognitive decline and painfully slow mental abilities.
The meme that said that, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken's secret was still a secret because they didn't store it in a garage. Understand their, you know, they're thinking, you know, a guy that wasn't supposed to have it stores it in a garage, and a guy that was legal to have it, you know, stores it in a secure place, and you're going after him.
What gets me is the double standards through this whole process. It's just, and if it was you or I had done something like that, we'd be under the prison. Doing this morning, trying to get all that information in.
He was give up before the class started.
I've seen him get up a couple times and just staring at the computer like he didn't even know where he was at.
Me tired. I struggle to watch a YouTube video.
I was definitely struggling last night. I had to get up and go get me something to drink and move around a little bit.
Get better with just, you know, the in-person classes, but those will never happen again.
But just think, if we can get through this, then that's it. We don't need to take any more. I'm going to get woke up this morning, still yawning.
Well, at least it's hump day, or he made it over to hump yesterday, right?
We'll see what happens. I'm trying to make the best of this. He can be back in here by now.
I didn't hear him.
Or any of y'all got on. But he was switching vehicles, so it might be a minute or two. To get there, you're getting close.
8 miles out. And if you need to switch, go ahead, and I'll catch up with you later.
My first stop, and they got a truck waiting to unload, so I need to go in and see if I need to get out of the way.
Okay, 7-3, you have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and I'll catch you again later. KN4KFW.
Be careful out there the rest of your trip, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. If not, I'll catch you in the morning. 7-3, Ken. Have a great day. KO4HKX.